Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Headlines on a Friday. No Sean Sharif. It is fist pump hour for Peyton. No Sean Sharif today or Monday. He will be back Tuesday.
I'm supposed to say that.
I'm not supposed to.
You're not supposed to tell people who's out when they're out.
Why not?
I don't know. It's the rules. I don't make them.
Okay.
Well, you can tell people where Bobby's kid goes to school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, Bobby Belt, RJ Choppy, Peyton Russell on the board, Ryan Couture working the video. We've got a pretty packed show for you today. 9 o'clock, Chuma Edoga, new Cowboys offensive lineman, is going to join us. 9:20, CJ Nitkowski. And there's also a lot of news out there to roll through. Let's lead off with the NCAA tournament. If you went to bed early last night and missed some of the action, RJ Choppy is brokenhearted. Florida Atlantic, number 9, Florida Atlantic takes out the Tennessee Volunteers 62-55. Chop, does it hurt any less than it did at 5:30 this morning?
Well, you know, until you just brought it up, I had already forgotten about it.
Oh.
You know, it's like one of those days where, like, something tragic happens, and then, like, you forget about it. You wake up the next morning, and you realize that you wake up, and then 15 seconds later, you think about it. You're like, dang it! Dang it, it's real!
You were pretty upset.
Yeah,
but are you, because I know with Tennessee football, you had said that, hey, we went further than I ever thought, so this season was a success. You thought they were getting bounced earlier than this.
I thought they made it one round further than I expected. I thought they were going to lose to Duke.
Look at him last night. Look at RJ Choppy on the fan cam.
Oh, man, you guys
got me.
What
was the next word out of your mouth after that?
Can you say it on the air? I don't think you can. Yeah,
I think it was.
RJ Choppy was Liddy, as the kids say.
Yeah, it was Liddy.
Liddy.
Lit AF.
We would love, guys, as I've said this entire morning, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Just carpet bomb the text telling Choppy that he needs to release the video that this picture is from. Because we need the video. Sarah, his dear, sweet, better half, has rightfully convinced him not to post it.
Yeah, she was like, you can't post this. She goes,
you're wrongfully for the content.
She's like, you're wasty face. You can't post that thing.
Find a happy middle ground and just not release the video without audio? And so it's just a video of your clear mannerisms and things.
We could.
I don't know. This is something we need to figure out. We got to find a middle ground here, Sarah. Come on, the content is there. But I think the people deserve to hear it. So, guys,
it's not even like she doesn't care. She doesn't. She does. She doesn't want me to like look like a jackass.
Sure.
But it's also like, you know, my kids are gonna see this. Like, I don't want my kids to see me completely wasted. Like, that's I don't want to see that. I don't want them to see that. They think their dad's pure.
Other results from last night. They don't listen to the show. Other results from last night. Gonzaga tops UCLA 79-76. Drew Timmy, Richardson zone, Drew Timmy, 36 points, 13 rebounds. UCLA, a team that I think three of us had in the Elite Eight, or all of us maybe had in the Elite Eight, and Peyton Russell had in the title game.
That'll hurt. The guy for Gonzaga shot it from the logo, you know, with 7 seconds left. I mean, like, what are we doing? Terrible shot selection.
Do you say, I misheard it. Do you say Gonzaga instead of Gonzaga? Which do you say, Chop?
I say Gonzaga because that's what it is.
I do, too.
I say Nevada, too.
It's Nevada. It is definitely Nevada.
See, they say Nevada, and I say Nevada because that's what they say. But isn't it technically a Spanish word, which would be Nevada?
I don't know. Everybody there tells you it's Nevada. It's like, it's the same way I don't argue with people who are from Lancaster. Like where they Lancaster. Say, do not call it Lancaster.
Yeah.
Or Lancaster.
And I follow that rule generally, Lancaster. You know, when in Rome, but there's a town in Tennessee. Okay.
Murfreesboro.
It's Murfreesboro.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying it the way Homestar Runner used to.
But there's a town in Tennessee. How would you pronounce Lafayett?
Say it again.
Lafayett.
I would probably pronounce it Lafayette, but you're gonna tell me that's not it.
They say Lafayette.
Oh, okay.
Like that. I
don't know about
that. When I heard, I was like, oh, guys, they're going down that
Lafayette
road.
And Louisiana too.
Yeah, Lafayette, Louisiana, but Tennessee is Lafayette.
My mom went to high school in a city in Texas. Alvord. Write that down, Chop. Alvord.
Alvord
or Alvord, whatever. They say Alvoid.
Yeah,
they will correct you.
I love it.
So
you've heard people in Missouri?
I have. UConn tops Arkansas 88-65. UConn to me right now, I think you can make an argument, looks like the most impressive team in the tournament.
Yes, I don't think there's a real argument. Yeah, I don't think there's a real argument about that one. They've pretty much beaten the brains out of everybody.
And then the best game of the tournament, Kansas State, Michigan State, 98-93 overtime game. Marquise Noel on a bad ankle. The 5'8 point guard from Harlem, 20 points, a tournament record, 19 assists, 5 steals, including one at the very end to seal the victory. Just an incredible performance, an incredible game. That's March. That is thoroughly March, that basketball game we saw yesterday.
It absolutely was. That was a fantastic game. A lot of great theater. You know, and it was big stage, you know, Madison Square Garden, Sweet 16, a standalone game early on. Well, not standalone because, you know, the UConn game had already started at that point. But, you know, there was two tremendous games last night. Two tremendous games. That game and then
Tennessee.
The UCLA-Gonzaga game, which Gonzaga, by the way, and UCLA, they give us epic battles in the tournament over the last couple of years. This is now the third tournament game these two teams have played in the last decade, and every single one of them has been down to the final possession.
Stars got a victory last night over the Pittsburgh Penguins.
That shot from Domi is stopped, and the rebound, they score! Jamie Benn, the captain on the rebound, making 3-1 Dallas.
You get goals from Rupe Hintz, Joe Pavelski, and Jamie Benn. Two more assists for Jason Robertson, bringing him up to 50 on the year. Jake Ottinger, 40 saves on 42 shot attempts. Good victory there, Chop.
Yeah, it is a good victory.
Over the Pens?
Yeah, it is a good victory. You know, Pittsburgh is a decent team. It's a pretty good win. They're not, you know, they're 500 on the road, though, so they're not the greatest road team. But isn't that what you want? You want to basically be 500 on the road and then, you know, be
75-80% at home.
75-80% at home, absolutely. But you know, they're in a tough spot. That's a tough loss for Pittsburgh because they're on the outside looking in. They could have used those points. They're 2 points back of that wild card final playoff spot behind the Islanders.
Tony Pollard signed his franchise tender. He is officially back with the Cowboys next season. The question now is he going to play for $10 million? Is that going to be his cap figure, or do they get some sort of an extension done, lower that figure? They have until July 17th to get something done. Chop, you were a little surprised that they went ahead and signed it now?
I was surprised that he said it. Isn't this a little early to sign it as a player, or does this normally happen? I figured players would, like, wait. Because once you sign it, doesn't that mean you got to go? You got to start going to practice, the OTAs and minicamps?
I mean, you are locked in at that point. And so Yeah, I mean, technically OTAs is voluntary, but the mandatory minicamps, yes, you would be expected to be at. But I'm a little surprised that he signed it just from the fact of trying to give yourself a stronger negotiating position. Conspiracy theory here, Chop. What if he saw the running back market and went, I need to lock that. We can keep negotiating, but I need to lock this figure in before the Cowboys go, you know what, let's pull that. Let's pull that tag. Because nobody else is getting that money right now.
Nobody is. What, if David Montgomery gets six a year?
Yeah, Miles Sanders got like six as well.
And would you say they're both better than Tony Pollard? I mean, at least perception-wise.
Sanders, I think Sanders is. Montgomery, I'd have to look. Just off the top of my head, I feel like Pollard's better. Man,
Montgomery gets dirty yards, though.
He does. Another guy who gets dirty yards and another guy who's looking for a contract, Ezekiel Elliott. The report from Adam Schefter yesterday is that the Eagles, Jets, and Bengals have made his final list and that he'll make a decision. He's hoping to make a decision in the next week. The problem is you get a report from John Clark, NBC Sports Philadelphia, says, I'm told as of right now, the Eagles have not engaged in conversations with Elliott about joining the team. Happy with their running backs they have right now. Seems Eagles, Bengals, Jets are a wish list for Elliott and where he would like to play. Zach Taylor said yesterday to Cincinnati TV, first time hearing about this, about Ezekiel Elliott. We like our guys. We're comfortable with our guys.
We like our guys, right? It's a very Donnie Nelson line. We love our boys in blue.
And, you know, the Jets, I think, are trying to keep their attention on acquiring a different washed football player. So, Choppy, this sounds like more of a wish list for him rather than he's on the precipice of doing anything. But can you imagine the outrage from Cowboys fans if Ezekiel Elliott ends up in an Eagles uniform?
I assume there would be some outrage. You know, a lot of the fans would be, you know, visibly upset that he would call him a traitor, a Benedict Arnold.
Some jerseys.
Yeah, for sure. Peyton's going to burn his jersey 100%.
After the Renegades playoff run.
The replica that he has of Zeke. Didn't even get the real one. But then I also, there's going to be a large portion of the fan base that wanted him to stay and said, good, screw him.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then there's going to be another portion that says they don't care.
They care. They all care.
Because he's not any good anymore, and Philadelphia's just getting an old running back.
Fox Sports announced its 2023 Major League Baseball regular season schedule. The Rangers we're less than a week away from opening day now against the Phillies.
It was yesterday. It was a week.
And we will have CJ Nitkowski from the Rangers broadcast team at 9:20. Hopefully, I think we're going to get Buster Olney next week again. He will be on the Sunday night game next week, Rangers and Phillies.
I want to know, does Major League, because they're off Friday, right? So they play Thursday, then they're off Friday?
Yeah.
Which is some do. It's a weird Rangers, like, opening weekend series.
I'm just asking, the Rangers,
Rangers are Thursday.
Yeah, the Rangers. Yeah.
And it's a home game.
A lot, but they've done this before.
I know, but they do this because of a lot of these northern cities have bad weather, and they do this to make sure there's an opening day. So they give you that day off after. Mm. Is Major League Baseball aware that we have a roof now?
I mean,
they don't need the off day.
Well, we could open the roof. That'd be nice. Open that grill up.
Novel idea.
But Rangers, after ending up on Sunday Night Baseball for the first time in what? It was 7 years when they got announced?
It was a while, yeah.
So
2016, I think.
They end up with 8 games on Fox Sports Major League Baseball regular season schedule. They get 3 games on Fox. You've got April 1st against the Phillies, August 26th at Minnesota, and then the next week, September 2nd, at home against Minnesota, and then they get 5 games on FS1 against the Cubs, the Oakland Athletics, the Angels, the Guardians, and the Brewers. Headlines here on a Friday on Sean and RJ. Glad you're with us. Sean Sharif is off. Bobby Belt, RJ Choppy with you. The Expressway is up next. RJ Choppy's prep email is stacked a mile high with stories. And so we're going to treat the Tolos to a special bonus edition, a Friday edition of Chopping It Up.
Woo!
Plus, a college football program is in hot water for smoking victory cigars at McKinney ISD Stadium. All that and another Sonic giveaway next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, here we go, fellas. Let's have a little fun today.
All right. A special edition of Chopping It Up.
A Fry-yay edition of Chopping It Up.
Man, so many stories that I have in the hopper here. So, behind the curtain a little bit, I send this long, and I mean very long, email.
Very long.
Very long email every day. And at the beginning of my email is just a ton of mostly non-sports stories.
And holdovers, usually.
And holdovers. I mean, a lot of these are very evergreen. So some of these stories are a couple of weeks old or a week old or 10 days or whatever. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, it doesn't matter because they don't really have a – they're not really dated. So, and, you know, sometimes we get to them, sometimes we don't.
Sure.
This is a great opportunity when the cat's away to get to get some of these stories. So I'm gonna throw a couple at you here. You just tell me which one you want. Do you want the girl in sure. a wheelchair?
Oh, okay.
Do you want the super fungus, or do you want your Valentine's Day being ruined?
You know what? Let's let Peyton pick. Peyton, where would you like to go with that?
His Valentine's Day is always ruined.
Valentine's Day ruined. Girl in the wheelchair. Super. What was the other one?
Super fungus.
Super fungus.
Oh, let's go super fungus.
Okay.
You sounded a little too excited to dive into a super fungus.
I've had fungus before. No, I haven't. I'm joking.
A deadly and highly drug-resistant fungus.
I've heard this one before.
Is spreading at an alarming rate in health facilities. So hospitals, urgent care facilities, nursing homes, if you will.
Don't worry.
Long-term care.
We've got it. They're going to develop something for it.
Scientists say it poses a danger to medically fragile people, including nursing home and cancer patients. Yeah, I don't think you needed to be redundant there. Cancer patients, you know, are at high risk. I don't think you needed to be and specifically single them out.
Boy, they're just into reruns at this point.
Yeah.
In America.
They're saying it spreads at an alarming rate, according to the CDC. Mm. So all these health facilities like hospitals and such.
Is there a curve we got to flatten?
Huh?
Is there a curve we got to
2 weeks.
Okay.
2 weeks.
Just 2 weeks, though.
And now, these are fungal infections from a yeast strain known as Candida auris. It has tripled nationally since 2019. And now, it has quadrupled. So from 2019 to 2021, it tripled. Since then, it has quadrupled.
Damn.
So this is between 30 and 70% of hospitalized people who develop bloodstream infections with this super fungus die.
Jeez.
That's a very high mortality rate, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is terrifying.
It's pretty bad. Peyton, you, like you just mentioned, you've had experience with fungus. What did you do to get rid of it?
I just showered more.
Is that all it took?
No, I did not have fungus. I was joking. I clean my body like TJ does. He uses the lavender soap.
That's right.
It floats.
But you're a body wash guy, right? Or he was a body wash guy. You're a soap guy.
Like a bar of soap, yeah. I mean, I have both and stuff. A bar of soap really gets it done.
Down here, you'll float too. Mm. This is terrifying. But how do you catch this?
That's the thing. Like it. They're still trying to figure out, you know, obviously you get it in.
Because when I hear candida, I don't think of something that's necessarily caught easily just walking the streets.
Correct. Yeah. So, like, a lot of these are, you know, like, staph infections happen at hospitals regularly, right? Like, they're just very dirty. So, hospitals, I mean, there's a lot of sick people in hospitals, a lot of germs, nurses going in and out. I mean, you know, an outbreak, the movie, remember that? I mean, it went through the ventilation system.
Oh, yeah.
You know that? So, it could spread. The scary thing is it's basically like a yeast infection on steroids, which men can get that. Did you know, Peyton? Did you know men can get
that? I did not know that.
Yeah, I've had one before.
Oh, so yours wasn't a yeast infection, fungus?
No, it wasn't. No, it was just like green.
Oh, it was green.
Ew. God, get some penicillin.
Like athlete's foot before you're...
No. Oh, Peyton, I really respect your commitment to bits to the point of just losing dating opportunities. I really do. And we really appreciate it. Seriously.
Okay.
Now, can this put you in a wheelchair?
Well, I don't know. But I know what can.
What's that?
Spending 14 hours a day on your phone.
What?
Yep. So a social media influencer developed vertigo. She spent 14 hours a day on her phone.
Hold on. Is this supposed to be like when they would tell, you know, people in the 50s, you'll go blind?
You grow hair certain on your palms. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You'll go blind.
So this 29-year-old girl says that she developed vertigo and is now confined to a wheelchair, or was at the time, because, and they believe, she was spending too much time on her phone, 14 hours a day. 14 hours a day. And it was, and she was living in Portugal, and they were baffled. She flew to the UK. She's from the UK. So she went back to the United Kingdom after living in Portugal, you know, to be near her parents. And she had to be confined to a wheelchair.
Isn't vertigo like just like an inner ear thing, though? Isn't that like fluid and like how? I'm going to look this up, see what that word is.
So her father found articles about cyber sickness. Have you heard of cyber sickness? And digital vertigo. That the phone addict decided to ditch her device. So she has ditched her phone. She threw it in the back of the cupboard, gave it to her parents. Please do not let me on this. And after a little while, she was able to walk again. So it's visual vestibular conflict creates confusion in your eyes, where you sense one thing and your inner ear and body detect something else, and all of a sudden you've got like a spinning room. So she was basically, the room was spinning.
14 hours a day. So it was like you going to bed last night. Probably. Similar?
I don't get room spins typically because I don't usually let myself get to that point. But.
Bro, there is nothing worse when you've gone out, you've had too many to drink, whatever, and you're feeling fine, but you go like, I got to go to bed. And you felt fine. You felt inebriated, but you don't feel like awful.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you lay down,
it's done.
It's, oh my gosh, I'm on the tilt-a-whirl.
Yep.
And it doesn't, like, then getting up doesn't totally fix it either. It's like you've just crossed some threshold when you lay down. And it's like, way to go, moron. You think you're going to sleep?
Yep.
You're not going to sleep.
No, you're not sleeping
at
all.
You're going to be vomiting all night.
And guess what?
You're going to be taking, you're going to be walking off at every break of Radio Row and throwing up in the Phoenix bathroom.
The foot on the floor doesn't work. It doesn't work for me, at least.
Never found a remedy that works.
Now, Peyton, you would be you'll be happy to find out that she is on OnlyFans.
Woo!
And, so she obviously has not completely ditched her cell phone because she's making $15,000 a month on OnlyFans.
Now, that's the other thing. I'm trying to think. How much time would you guess you spend on your phone a day? Like, this girl's actively, they're saying, doing something on her phone for 14 hours, not just, I'm doing this, and then I'm looking up, and I'm talking to people for 5 minutes, and I'm looking to get, like, they think her time actually using it is 14 hours a day. That's
a lot.
I don't hardly use my phone when we're here in studio.
I don't either.
Do your green message cell phones tell you how much you use your phone per day?
It can. I never go in there to look at it.
Okay.
But your green message cell phones.
You mean the ones that have higher quality everything except for text than yours?
Yeah, we're gonna do a new segment on Monday called Audio Roulette. And I'm going to play that Android clip that I showed you recently.
Oh, yeah.
And I cannot wait to just make Peyton feel terrible based off of what that gentleman said. But I would get, like, I don't get off till 10. in order for me to be on my phone 14 hours a day, I would need to be up on it nonstop from the time we get off the show till midnight. I mean, I'm on the phone a lot. Like, Kristen gets on to me all the time for it. And I do a lot of my initial prep work on the phone where it's like I'll scroll Reddit and save articles, and then I go back to the desktop later and copy them over.
So my iPhone says this week that daily average is 5.5 hours on my phone.
Well, the amount you text us, I think it's more.
Yeah, that's definitely positive. Now, does it split up which apps you use?
It does. Let's
so see. How? Oh. What percentage is the OnlyFans app?
13%. Twitter. This week, I've had 9 hours on Twitter.
Damn.
Wow. TikTok, 4 hours. Messages, 3.5 hours. Safari, 2.5 hours. I think that was like for work or something.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it kind of just dwindles off there. But.
Oh, interesting.
I've never thought to look.
I bet I spend actively looking at my phone and doing that. I bet it is probably 6 hours.
I'm on my computer much more than my phone.
It's just such a pain to get. Like, my computer's giant is the problem.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's a bigger hassle to get it out.
Yeah, I can see that.
So
I can see that.
What else we got here?
All right. So do you want Ryan Reynolds or do you want Rick Ross? Or are Valentine's Day ruined?
Ooh, let's do Valentine's Day. Right. This is like next Valentine's Day?
No, it's Valentine's Day in, let's see, 23 years.
Oh, that was when Peyton was going to be allowed to talk to Jane Doe again.
Yeah.
So you're telling me isn't going to happen?
No, beef like 47.
NASA warned, whatever's left of NASA, warns that a city-destroying asteroid could smash into Earth on Valentine's Day in 2046.
Bringing new meaning to the term smash or pass.
Yeah, at exactly 4:44 p.m. Eastern time, so 3:44 p.m. our time.
How the hell can they know that?
It's got a one. This is scary. It's got a 1 in 500 chance of impact. That's dangerously close.
But I mean, like, think about that. That means that it's 5 times less likely to hit us than Princeton is to win the tournament.
Yeah.
Princeton's.
It's 165 feet. 165 foot asteroid could be comparable to like a 12 megaton event that slammed into Siberia over 100 years ago.
When do you choose to say comparable versus comparable? Or do you just never use comparable? Because I find myself accidentally interchanging them. You just said comparable.
When I'm reading it, I say comparable. When I'm speaking it, I say comparable.
That makes sense. Like, visually, you see it, and you. But when you're just...
I'm speaking, I try to use proper English. When I'm reading...
So this is 20... This is 20 what? 46, you said?
2046.
Peyton, you have 20... let's hear. Because this one's already passed. So what, you have 21 more Valentine's days to try and make something happen?
I think I could do it. I think, yeah. If we're still going dayless by 21, 22 years, I think I just call it quits.
I mean, the first thing you got to do, though, before worrying about the asteroid, you got to handle that fungus you were telling us about earlier. Yeah,
definitely do.
Yeah.
So handle the candida, and then we can worry about that. But, man, that would be pretty depressing.
Yeah, it would. On Valentine's Day, man, bummer. It's like in Ghostbusters 2.
I never saw even Ghostbusters 1. I saw the first hour of it, and then I never finished it.
And when the guy said that the end of the world was going to happen on this day, and he goes, I think he said Valentine's Day. Bummer.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So it's like how The Simpsons predict everything.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters predicted this. Holy cow. That's Chopping It Up, a special Friday edition. Now, yesterday, I went into the Twitch, and I was hanging out, and I was chatting with some of the wonderful Twolos there. Shout out to our YOLOs as well on the YouTube, and shout out to the Fantex and all of you listening at home and in your cars. I had asked them, I said, hey, is there anything while I'm here, anything that you guys would like to see us do? Any segments you'd like us to touch on? And I immediately got hammered with like 4 or 5 requests for an old nosebleed segment. They want, and it's relevant because Peyton used to work with them. They... All requested, they wanted 60 seconds of trash.
60 seconds of trash radio with Preston Russell.
We got Peyton Hillis.
I'd go finger in the peanut butter.
So, you're not familiar with the segment, Choppy. It was one of my favorites. It was just a middle of the segment transition point segment where the nosebleeds would have their board op and they all had their own open just like that. They would have the board op come through with just some trash, some garbage they found on the internet for a couple minutes.
I love garbage and trash.
So Preston Russell, Peyton Hillis.
No respect for my name.
Jared Sandler doesn't care. Sean doesn't care.
Sean didn't care. Maybe he still doesn't care.
We care. So Peyton Russell, what's your trash today?
So I do have some trash, and man, it might smell like trash after I tell you all this story. Oh, no. So let's be mature here. What would you say is 55 inches long?
A TV.
Okay, TV.
Maybe Choppy's TV. 55 inches long. Yeah, I don't know. Because that's what?
Maybe a couch or something.
A gymnast.
Okay.
Wait, so 55 inches
that's
is 4'7"?
No, that's 4'7".
So 60 inches is 5 feet, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, like 4'7".
Yep, gymnast.
That's a gymnast.
My sister.
Okay, so there's this woman. I believe she's in New York. She does have an OnlyFans too, shockingly.
Yeah, she does.
She has a 55-inch butt.
Butt?
All natural.
Wait, no, it's not.
That's not
a lie.
Well, she's horizontally gifted.
Wait,
so maybe
horizontally gifted. It's just wide, or like, does this be go from like hip bone
Where
to hip
we,
bone, and it wraps
hip,
around?
This is hip to hip.
So
if you put like a measuring,
is the measuring tape just going wide like that, or do you attach it to one hip and then follow the contour?
Yeah, like is this a width or is this a circumference? What is this?
I think it would be what's half radius.
It's saying 55 inch trunk. Is that? I don't think that goes all the way around. I mean, it might go hip to hip. I mean, she's a large woman.
But you believe that this is all natural.
Looking at her and looking at her OnlyFans last night, yes, I believe it is.
Wait, so you subbed?
Yeah, $20
down.
Oh,
my gosh.
$20 down.
$810.
She makes $2,200 to $3,000 a month, you know? So, I mean,
can we?
Well, now she makes $2,220 to $3,020 a month.
She does. But, okay, the butt part is just half the story. She has found a new way to sneak liquor into bars.
Oh, my gosh.
She puts the bottles in between her cheeks.
She keisters it?
Exactly. And there's video. She's on TikTok.
And people drink from those.
People drink from them. Now, Bobby, you're against, you know, showering when someone's pooped, you know, 17 hours ahead of time in the same bathroom.
Right.
Would you rather pay, let's say, $20 for a drink or just take a shot from a drink from her butt?
So I get to choose either spending $20 on a shot or
and then like these drinks, you know, add up to $20 here or there, or you can
I'd rather
free
spend
night, but you have to drink from whatever comes
I'd rather spend $20 a shot. We had an open bar, we had free drinks at Super Bowl, and I spent $20 a shot because the bartenders each time $20. So yeah, I've already done this, and
she's
TikTok,
and she just takes the fireball right out of her. Now, these aren't handles. These are probably...
No, hang on. One of them was a handle.
Love handles.
Was it a handle?
Yeah, one of them... I'm looking at this video. And it was Johnny Red.
Not the red.
Well, one of them was a... one of them was a handle. This is like if you put one of those tailor, to get your suit measured or whatever.
T-Swift? Oh.
No, the tape measure like that, the flimsy ones. This isn't like you're going to Lowe's and just, you know, whipping it out right that. This is one of those, like, you put it on one side of her hip and then you wrap around. Because this is not some abnormally large behind. You have seen plenty of rear ends that are this big. Plenty of them. It's not abnormally large. But this is a wild idea. I wonder how many shooters that she could put back there. I wouldn't think you would want to carry an entire half gallon with you.
Now,
even a 750?
Now, yeah, are these big bottles? Or are these like what's the Northeast term for like the little mini bar bottles? What do you call those again?
I'm not getting into that.
Let's hook up the Tolos with some Sonic. Good.
That's right, Tolo's caller number 10 right now at 877-881-1053 wins a $50 Sonic gift card. You can use it to try the new Sonic Steak and Bacon Grilled Cheese. Savory steak and grilled onions topped with bacon and melty cheese, all on Texas toast for a limited time at only at Sonic. That's caller number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Mmm.
Good.
On it.
Yeah, we're on top of it. All right, that was Chopping It Up. That was Peyton's Trash. That was Sonic Giveaway. Now...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's a little bit of a controversy. Before we get to the degenerate here in a couple minutes, we're going to let Choppy win you some more money. How much did Peyton say somebody won on a parlay because of your picks?
Dude, this is awesome. So last night, I gave my picks yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he took three of the four.
Yep.
I gave up four picks. He gave three of the four picks out, and he threw the three-team parlay, 6-1. He bet $1,000. He won $6,000.
Damn.
Good for you. Love making the Tolo's money. I was 3-1 yesterday.
Love making the Tolo's.
Okay. So I didn't put
love
the
making
I.
the Tolo's. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I got three picks for you today. Hopefully they go 3-0, just like yesterday, and you could rack up an extra $6,000. We're not trying to get rich here. Everybody thinks with gambling you're trying to get rich. No. This is a retirement fund. This is funny money. This is a vacation fund. That's what we're doing.
There we go. Now here's the thing. I hope if that Tolo had a victory cigar, I sure hope he didn't light it up in McKinney ISD. So this is from footballscoop.com, and I'm interested for your feedback on this one on the truckwreck.com fan text, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Doug Samuels at Football Scoop writes, we heard chatter the last few weeks that the NCAA was going to be handing out an interesting suspension targeting the Ferris State football program. That's D2 in Michigan. And today a formal announcement was made. The NCAA has announced disciplinary action for Ferris State head coach Tony Anese. What do you think that is, Chop? A-N-N-E-S-E?
Anese or Anese?
Something like that.
Anese?
First, let's lay out what happened that caused the punishment. The issue at hand is two Ferris players lit up cigars during their celebration back at the locker room following the team's second national title in two seasons. Not a big deal, right? Joe Burrow went viral after famously doing the same after LSU's national title a few years ago, and it's not uncommon to see as a celebratory moment after national titles. The difference is, unlike most championship contests, the D2 title is hosted at McKinney ISD Stadium, a Texas high school facility where, like most high schools across the country, there is a strict no tobacco policy. To be transparent, sources share that Ferris players did the same thing after their first national title, and they were issued a fine by the NCAA and were warned not to do it again. Sources in attendance share that the potential use of tobacco was addressed by Anisi and the Ferris staff at the game, but two players chose to ignore those warnings. Ferris players took some decorative Ferris State stickers that were on the walls as mementos of their once-in-a-lifetime experience, something else the NCAA took issue with. So this is where things get interesting. The NCAA has decided that the appropriate punishment for the head coach is to suspend him for a game. Not just any game, though. They're requiring him to sit out whenever Ferris's next playoff game is. So they're suspending him for a future potential game that may occur.
That's crap.
And it's because these kids did not listen. Apparently, the rules were laid out and set out and told, this is, you guys cannot do this. Players blew it off. Coach is now getting suspended for a theoretical game that may never occur.
All right, let me tell you why this is garbage. So I'll just use it from the PGA Tour standpoint. When the PGA Tour comes to the Colonial, they own the Colonial for that week.
Yep.
They don't follow the course rules. The course rules of Colonial state you have to wear soft spikes. You got to have a certain dress code. The PGA Tour doesn't follow that. You know, you might not be able to wear a mock turtleneck like Tiger Woods does when you go play the Colonial. You can if you're Tiger Woods of the PGA Tour. You can wear whatever spikes you want at the golf course if you want to. A regular member at whatever golf course it is cannot do that. You have to wear soft spikes these courses. Yep. They don't care about that. You own the course when you go play there. When it's your, when the tournament is there. So when it's at TPC at Craig Ranch with the Byron Nelson, or it's at Colonial, where are they at this week? They're in Austin at the WGC. They own that golf course for the week. When Ferris State went and played at McKinney ISD Stadium, they owned that stadium for the day. Everything. Like I at least they should have. I have no idea how they could possibly be suspended for this.
Yeah, and we're getting a little bit of feedback here from some of the listeners on the truckwreck.com. Fan text 877-881-1053. 956, this is stupid. I know one of the McKinney coaches in the past has dipped while coaching. 817, rules are rules and meant to be followed, but the punishment is absurd. See, I think you're right. Can you apply the normal standards? I mean, I guess it's their facility and it's district rules and things like that, but there's no understanding or leeway. The coach, Anisi, he delivered a statement where he said that he understands the concerns raised by the NCAA, said it was something that they addressed with the team, said each day leading up to the national championship game, we reminded our players that smoking cigars in celebration would not be allowed. My team was fully aware that the actions of the two players were inappropriate. No matter how minor the actions may seem, young people need to understand that there are consequences for their actions. And so if a punishment is going to be doled out, is it fair to, now maybe these are seniors, I don't know, maybe these are guys who are leaving the program, so you can't effectively punish them, but like a fine or something? Like,
it should be a fine, like, you know, like, because, you know, we Tennessee, after they beat Bama, what were we doing on the field?
You took the goalpost and threw it in a river.
Which is customary. And it's also customary when you beat Bama to light up a cigar. There's a video of Peyton Manning smoking a cigar in the Tennessee locker room. So it's not an NCAA violation. The NCAA is obviously okay with it.
It's the NCAA. Yeah, it's definitely the NCAA saying this is taking place on a high school.
Yeah.
This is taking place on district property where they have laws that we're going to respect and we're going to abide by, which that's fine. I appreciate that. But if that's the case, if you can't allow these players
to celebrate, to
act like the grown men that they're adults. If you can't allow them to do that because it's on district property, you need to find another venue.
Right.
Don't host it on high school property.
Absolutely.
That's the way that I look at it. And I don't know if this is, I wonder if McKinney ISD somehow make a complaint about this, or is this just the NCAA reacting on their own to a violation? If McKinney made a fuss about it, they may have had to have done something.
Yeah, but they could have reprimanded him without suspending him for a game. Like, you know, they could have done that.
couple other notes from the listener. 617, difference from Colonials that no tobacco on ISD is a state law. 214, city ordinance, smoking inside is illegal. 214, was it a school rule or a Texas law? I think it's state law applied to the districts. 559, bah humbug, exactly. 785 says fine and community service and call it a day. 972, why is this championship being hosted at high school? That's the biggest question for me.
Well, I mean, it's it's a good stadium.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Texas high school stadiums are probably better than a lot of D2 stadiums.
Yeah, I mean, and how many are going to how many of these are going to fill up? They're not filling up AT&T Stadium.
Right.
They're not filling up the Cotton Bowl. You could go to – they could have gone to the FC Dallas. God, I almost called it the Dallas Burn.
Does the Ford Center – would the Ford Center not want to host it?
I assume they would, but you may have more seats at McKinney.
12,000 is the capacity at McKinney.
Oh, so Ford Center is 12 too, isn't it?
I believe that's 12,000. It's similar. Yeah, 12,000. So it's the same seating.
It may have been a conflict in terms of when they played the game.
A $69 million stadium there in McKinney.
Nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
Nice.
All right. That's just what's going on in McKinney. I think that's wild that a punishment, even if you're going to suspend him for the first game, like a game that's actually on the rolls. Like, could you imagine if something happened with the Cowboys and their punishment was, well, the next time you make the playoffs, then your quarterback has to sit out the playoff game. Like, it's funny to me that they could have precedent for a theoretical game that may never get played. All right, Choppy, it is now time for the degenerate.
We were 3-1 yesterday. What did I tell you yesterday? What did I say? I said the Sweet 16 this weekend. This is the weekend where you make your money in the tournament. Weekend one is all about the upsets. It's very, you don't know how these teams are going to play on neutral courts. This weekend, you've got an idea. You've got a much better idea.
Like, we knew Tennessee was not good enough to beat No. 9 Florida Atlantic. We all knew that. Mm.
So here's what I got. 3 selections for you today. 3-1 yesterday. Shout out to the Tolo who won $6,000 on my bets last night.
Oh, man.
Man. You know what? I should take a finder's fee.
Good
that
he took the 3 of them and not the 4th.
Right. Absolutely. He did a 3-team parlay. He picked the right 3. I will take Princeton plus the 10.5 tonight against Creighton.
Okay. Boy, Vegas seems to love Creighton.
Well, they're a good team. They are a very, very good team.
I remember you had mentioned that KenPom was really high on them because of...
They're 12th.
Yeah, because of their top, 23 in offense and defense?
Top 22 now in offense and defense. So they're 22 in offense, 14th in defense. So I've got Princeton plus the 10.5. By the way, KenPom has that game as a 9-point Creighton win.
Number nine.
I have Houston, Miami going over. Even though the unders have nailed this tournament, I think over in that game, Houston against Miami, it's over 138.5. And I have the under in Alabama and San Diego State. Both Alabama and San Diego State are in the top 6 in defensive efficiency. Mm. They're in the top 6, 137.5, 138. That means one of these teams is going to have to get in the mid-70s or, low 70s.
Defensive teams have crushed it so far this week.
Except for the Tennessee. Sweet 16. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, I mean them. But.
Yeah, we were the number 1 defense. Yeah. Still are. But that offense, man. So here we go. Princeton plus 10.5. Houston, Miami over 138.5. Bama, San Diego State under 137.5. You're welcome, America.
I'm taking all favorites, too. Big parlay, 14 parlay, all favorites.
Money line,
all money line.
Ooh, okay. And
what's
that
going to pay out?
I don't know. I thought it'd be a good one.
I'll find it out right now. While I'm looking that up, Chop, you will be tweeting these so people can find these at RJ Choppy.
At RJ Choppy.
If you miss these,
Twitter.
Go to Twitter at RJ Choppy and you can win yourself some money. Chop, who do you have for the money line tonight in these games? Because obviously this is not betting advice. This is just more picks. Who do you have for the money line?
On these games tonight, yep. I've got Alabama over San Diego State, Houston. I will have, the Texas one's tough. I'll have Texas, and then I will also have Creighton.
$100 bet on at least on Bovada, on a 14 parlay on the money line on all the teams. Peyton is, you win $198.24.
Almost 2 to 1.
It's not bad. If you see what it is, if you just threw in Xavier, replace Texas with Xavier, because that's probably the most. Is that the most likely upset?
That's by far the closest one. It goes from 198 to 422.
So you're getting 4 to 1. You could hedge if you wanted to. You could put 50 on the favorites and then another 50 on Xavier over Texas, and you'll still come out on top. You'll still come out winning.
Because the first three are locks, basically. Alabama, Houston, and Creighton.
I mean, as locks you can get. San Diego State's going to mess with people, man. They're a really good team. They've been probably the most underrated team in this tournament the entire year.
Not that it would happen, but $100 parlay bet on the money line for all of the underdogs today would pay out on Bovada $17,270. So, there you go.
Bad bet, though. I mean, that's a donation.
But that means, though, that even...
you can write it off on your taxes.
Even a $10 bet's still $170.
The Panthers continue to wine and dine quarterbacks, including Bryce Young, who stirred up some controversy with his pro day performance yesterday, and RJ Choppy thinks it's a dumb controversy. We'll talk about it and go around the rest of the NFL next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.